it's still Brady and Manning, 1-2 or 2-1. Where does
I think Aaron Rodgers is in there? I don't know. I always find it hard to say, okay, I'll have this guy number one and this guy number three, four, five, because I think there can be 1 month periods in the NFL where I will say Drew Brees is the best, or I'll say Manning is the best, or I'll say Aaron Rodgers. But I'll tell you, this offseason, just a month or so ago, I found myself, you know, the NFL record in fact book comes out, and I'm starting to look at a bunch of, you know, kind of where active players rank in certain records and where, you know, they rank, you know, all time and everything. Everybody's impressed with Aaron Rodgers' quarterback rating. He's an incredibly efficient guy. But what really impresses me is that he's not just an efficient player who has a really good quarterback rating, protects the ball, and that helps people win. If you have a really good yards per attempt number, then oftentimes guys with the good yards per attempt numbers are also going to throw a bunch of interceptions. He's the anti of that because he doesn't throw many interceptions, and yet he has such success down the field. Now, you know, I love Jordy Nelson. How do you not love Jordy Nelson? You know, and I really like this receiving core, but, you know, Andre Johnson isn't here. Calvin Johnson isn't here. And so you just say to yourself, this guy does a really, really good job of taking the parts he has and making a guy, and look, I think Jordy Nelson is a really good receiver. And he's good for Aaron Rodgers. And one of the reasons why this receiving core is good right now and why it has been good is you have team guys in the huddle. But I think that's one of the things about this receiving core. It's basically a pretty unselfish lot.